From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. President Donald Trump has imposed a 30% tariff on solar equipment made outside of the United States for 4 years. It'll then drop to 15%. The president says it'll bolster the solar manufacturing sector in the U.S., but also make solar perhaps more expensive option. Bill Halter, the CEO of Scenic Hill Solar in North Little Rock, joins us. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Great to be with you, Jacob. Thank you.
You've worked on some big installations in Arkansas, one providing about a quarter of the electricity to Clarksville's residential areas, another at a pair of L'Oreal plants, one here and one in Kentucky, I believe. First off, what's your big picture takeaway on this imposition of tariffs?
So I would say there's a number of things going on. One, the most obvious impact is that it will absolutely raise the price of solar installations in the United States. The 30% tariff is levied up against the modules. The modules are the most expensive single component of a solar power plant. So when you put a 30% tariff on that, you are going to have a material impact on the cost of the power plant. So that's one observation. The second is that there's little question at all that Chinese module manufacturers were unfairly subsidized. That absolutely had a negative consequence for American manufacturing of cells and modules. One observation is this tariff really is too late to be meaningfully helpful. This anti-competitive behavior should have been addressed much more quickly than it was.
There's a report on Morning Edition, actually this morning, that in the last 5 years, 30 different U.S. manufacturers of solar modules have closed down, for instance.
Yes, and you know, now we have a situation where you'll impose this tariff. It will provide some incentive for the location of American manufacturing, but it's very difficult to simply restart after a company has gone out of business. So we're seeing in some ways, I don't want to call it the worst of all possible worlds, but it's certainly not the optimal timing of the policy. We lost a lot of American manufacturing. We don't have much left. And now the consequence will be largely on the folks who are building and installing the systems and on their customers, because they're going to face higher prices. So this is, you know, this could have been done better. Let's just put it that way.
And for your company, particularly Scenic Hill Solar, what extent do you rely on equipment that's manufactured outside of the United States?
So we, in the two L'Oreal facilities, we used American-made modules. They were Solar World modules. Solar World was one of the two companies participating in the trade case. For the Clarksville project, there were simply no American-made product available for the project. I mean, we literally could not find any American-made modules available. The largest U.S.-based manufacturer of solar modules is called First Solar. They're completely sold out of their equipment, their American-made equipment, well into 2019, and there was no availability from any other American manufacturer for the Clarksville project.
Have you been making any contingency plans for this?
So we definitely saw this coming. And we have been working to prepare for it. There's a number of ways to do that, and we've been executing a strategy there. But at the end of the day, it's going to be an increase in the price of the equipment, and that is going to make these projects more costly. Now, I will also rapidly add that it's still the case that for our clients, and we serve commercial, industrial customers, municipal utilities, you know, in Arkansas and actually across the United States. And it is still the case that these projects are still a great economic investment for our clients, which is to say they will still save money. They will save money over time. They'll have independence from the vagaries and volatility of the market. It's clean energy. They'll use local workers to do the install, and it will largely be, you know, American-made equipment. So it's still a great sector, but there's no doubt that this imposition of a tariff will increase prices.
Some big news in the world of solar energy, with President Trump imposing 30% tariffs on equipment made outside of the USA. I've been speaking with Bill Halter, CEO of Scenic Hills Solar, based out of North Little Rock. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.